to What's the Mood, where we talk all things mood and mindset, sleep, nutrition, chemical health, and leadership. I'm your host, Julie Berry, from the Illinois Human Performance Project, and we are so glad you're here. M&P, also known as Matt and Phil, are nationally known motivational speakers. They are experts in high energy and cultivating self-confidence, as well as promoting a positive mindset. You'll see in just a few moments. Matt and Phil, welcome to What's the Mood. It's great to have you two.
Woo! Great to be here. Thank you so much for having us.
Super excited as always, and just always a delight to be surrounded by positive people.
Yeah, I feel you. Let's jump right in. Who or what is M&P?
M&P Presentations started back in 2013, and Phil and I are educators, motivational speakers, and cultivators of confidence. And what we like to do is go around this wonderful country, lifting up those around us, instilling self-confidence, and reminding them that the ordinary, Phil, is absolutely extraordinary.
Yes, and once we build our own self-confidence, we really feel like you open up the doors to your life, to your best self. When you're confident, you're more willing to take care of yourself. When you're more confident, you're willing to jump on new opportunities and take healthy risks. And when you're more confident, you're less worried about, ooh, how am I projecting to the world, and more open to, oh, that's an open door, a new opportunity. I should take that. So we really feel like self-confidence is the foundational pillar to success, health, happiness, prosperity, flourishing. So we really, truly believe in it. And because of this message, like Matt said, for the last 10 years, we've been pushing ourselves to make sure that we're never hypocrites to our message. And because of that, Matt, would you say it's fair to say that our lives have gotten better and better because of the message that we try to live out every day?
Top of that, Phil, that pillar of self-confidence has opened up avenues in our lives that we didn't even know could have been opened up without taking healthy risks. But most importantly, taking care of the person that you look at in the mirror every single day.
Love that. That's great. So at the Human Performance Project, we focus on four modules: sleep, chemical health, mood and mindset, and nutrition. And we distribute a lot of information about those things that would, in part, you know, like feed someone's ability to grow their confidence. Advocacy is a huge way that we try to like water those modules. So I'm just curious, like either through the topic of self-confidence or advocacy, like what part do you think advocacy plays in growing self-confidence, actually, is my question.
I'd love to kick it off by saying that advocacy is the absolute solid foundation of building all of these incredible attributes plus experiences. And when you hold yourself accountable by making tiny yet consistent changes in your everyday life, you will see profound results. And I know Phil and I are huge into fitness, nutrition, mental well-being, and all those things start by making consistent positive changes, adding to your routine and structure of your everyday. And these are not massive changes, Phil. These are things like making sure you get your 8 hours of sleep, making sure you're staying hydrated, picking your support system appropriately, surrounding yourself with people who bring the best out of you. And on top of that, Phil, I think you would agree that tiny ripples lead to incredible waves of change.
Yes. Once you start really being intentional about taking care of yourself, and Julie, as you said, the many different ways, those four different pillars, it exponentially grows your life. And that is no joke. And I think sometimes when we talk to younger adults, they think this is just a thing we preach. But Matt and I live with humans every day that are incredible humans, world changers, but a lot of them are overwhelmed, tired, exhausted. And because of that, we see the wear and tear of that lack of self-advocacy. So the idea that a lot of times Matt and I just say, man, so many people, if they just got on a better sleeping schedule, if they traded out some of that convenient food for, man, maybe a nice salad with grilled chicken, if they traded out some of the negativity from the news for, like Julie, you just said, a book you were reading the other day, right? Like for some personal growth,
yeah.
The impact that can make is so overwhelmingly ridiculous that so many people wouldn't even believe it, right? They think like, well, that's what's that, the silver bullet? But Matt and I truly believe that majority of success comes from that silver bullet, those points that you really just spoke about. And when we're intentional, as Matt said, we build that into our daily schedule. All of a sudden, you're more resilient, you're more confident, you have more energy to be more resilient, to roll with the punches, and also to go out for that beautiful walk outside, to have the mental space and capacity to say, you know what, this isn't a great situation, but this is what I'm going to choose to do to make the best possible outcome. And all of that starts with your foundation.
And what we focus on, Julie, are very simple four S's that Phil and I have like unofficially taken on and grown through our throughout our speaking journey in regards to self-care. The first S, take a good shower. You want to feel good in your own skin. You want to feel clean. You want to feel ready for the day. Number two, focus on steps. Make sure that you're moving, that you're constantly going. Number three, a good salad, like Phil was saying, like some clean eating, some natural, some organic. And lastly, get your sleep. Those are the simple four S's that we follow, that if you do those, not just for one day, not just for 2 days, but if you have a consistent routine of building these things in, you will see monstrous, monstrous results.
Love it. Love it. So there's no doubt in my mind, some people have poured into your lives that have helped you get to where you are today. Curious, who is a leader that has influenced you in a positive way? Like, you wouldn't be who you are if it weren't for one of these people.
Matt, I'd love to start if you don't mind. I would say that I was lucky enough to, and Matt, I bet you're going to touch on family, so I won't steal yours on that. But but I would say that the educators and like guidance counselors in my life in high school, growing up, those adults that I was surrounded by, I think they poured into me. I think they let me know that I had value, that I had something to give to the world, and that I should continue to push myself. Mm-hmm. My guidance counselor, Miss Lorraine Mulligan, cheered me on, believed in me, and was like, you work hard, you focus on your gifts, you're going to do great things that impact and take care of yourself. I had role models as educators that I loved, right? My science teachers led me to a career in being a science educator, but also just modeled how to find a job that you love and are happy with. So I was lucky enough to see people enjoying their jobs, excited about life, and cheering on that, yes, you should push forward, continue to learn. So from there, I felt that was very motivating and natural. Like, okay, this is what you do to be a happy, healthy adult. So I felt that they modeled that, and it was just a really natural progression into me becoming an adult. Matt, what would you say, brother?
It's a wonderful answer, Phil. And I would also like to take the route of, I feel like both of us, Phil, have been very blessed that we grew up in incredible households with amazing families, people who provided consistent care, support, and opportunities. I feel like that is where everything started. And then from that way, I'd have to go to two additional people. Number one being my wife. I feel like my wife has an unmatched work ethic and creative mind, who not only pushes herself creatively, but pushes me as well on a daily basis. And then number two, meeting Phil about 11 or 12 years ago. I feel like my life has grown in massive ways. Just it reminded me the power of the company you keep dictates everything. And if you're mindful, and the people you choose to surround yourself with who push your creativity, who push your positivity, you could do whatever you want to. And that's the beauty of it.
Yeah, Matt, I think you brought up a really good point. That like, it isn't just your foundational heroes or people that you looked up to growing up. I'm 40 years old and I'm actively searching out role models. Matt and I are very lucky. We have very strong, powerful women we're married to that are supportive of us. That's energizing. We search online to find new people that motivate us for our next step. Matt is an ultra marathon runner. I don't know a lot of ultra marathon runners in my everyday life that are going to push me to do that. So Matt finds and seeks them out, right? David Goggins and different authors. So when we are intentional about finding that inspiration, that isn't something we just accidentally get as kids growing up and young adults. We're grown men consistently seeking out inspiration from others. And we're just lucky, because of the business we're in and speaking, that we naturally run into a lot of positive, motivated, inspiring people that are doing such cool things that we're not, but we're excited for them and cheering them on. And that pushes us, that makes us hungry. So I just want to make sure that we don't like reflect back, but this is an ongoing process. We should always be looking for the role models. And as Matt said, the company we keep has such an impact. And Matt, vice versa to you, brother, not to give us lip service and sound too corny on this podcast, but you also inspire me as well. I don't want to run ultra marathons, but I sure as heck want to keep healthy and keep up with you, brother. I mean, it is. It's inspiring. It's good to be around people pushing us. It's a blessing.
And my last piece that I'm going to say is growing up as a young adult into adulthood, I find that the most empowering people you could surround yourself with are those who aren't afraid of failure or aren't afraid of asking the question of why not? Yeah, you want to do it? You have a vision? Go. People who look at failure as an area of growth, but really focus on the opportunity of what could be if you take a healthy risk.
Yeah. Mm. Sweet. Well, shout out to Matt and Phil's wife, to Lorraine Mulligan and your families for sure.
Heck yeah.
All right, guys, you are super fun. You make me want to like go run a couple miles before I let you go. You spend a lot of time with student leaders. You spread a wonderful message. Any piece of advice you give to current day student leaders based on your lens of being educators and, you know, the environments you find yourself in, what's a piece of advice you'd give?
I try to go off of these bullet points. Number one, try to be the kindest person in the room, the hardest working person in the room, and the most confident person in the room. Mm-hmm. And when you embody all three of those things, you could do whatever you want.
Awesome.
And I would say that if you start doing self-reflection and start to find your signature strengths, the things that you do that not only you're naturally good at and you get into a flow state, but those things that also energize you, when you lean on those and give those gifts to the world, people know it's authentic, genuine. It draws people to you and it opens up opportunity. So we all have different skills and strengths. Lean on those, enjoy those, get energized by those, and use that as a platform to build your life off of. And you'll find yourself very fulfilled and full of a flourishing life.
Awesome. You guys are like a vitamin B shot. Has anyone ever told you that?
And called other things, but no, that's very complimentary. Thank you so much.
We at the Human Performance Project really look forward to partnering with you guys this year. Thanks for bringing your unmatched energy and spreading positivity in the world. It's needed. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.